What's up, everyone? It's Davidson Hang. Wanted to share with you my story on how I got the job at LinkedIn, because people always ask me, you know, LinkedIn is one of those companies that we get a million applicants a year and we only accept about, you know, a thousand. So it's a pretty funny story, actually. So what happened was I did a search on LinkedIn, of course, and looked at all the salespeople, so people for the titles who I wanted to apply for, so relationship managers and account executives. So I looked up all the people who went to my alma mater, Rutgers University, and I reached out to them to start to build a relationship. So being that LinkedIn is a relationship business, what happened was I was curious and I reached out to Garrett Rothos, who is the at the time, he was an enterprise account executive or relationship manager. I forgot, because I know he's done both. And so we kept in touch. So I interviewed him for my sales podcast, and we kept in touch. My current manager now, Carter Perk, actually posted a job rec on LinkedIn for an opening on her team. And Garrett knows the team is awesome, and he actually was kind enough to reach out to me and say, hey, like, I know you've been wanting to work at LinkedIn for a while. Would you be interested in interviewing for the learning team? So the first two times I interviewed, the first time was, I think, like 4 years ago. It's been a while. And it was for a business leadership program. So I know they just started it, extremely competitive program. Needless to say, I didn't get that position. I was devastated. I wouldn't say traumatized, that's a pretty strong word, but let's just say, you know, it definitely affected me not getting it. The second time around, I interviewed at LinkedIn and I made it to the final round, and actually did not receive the offer. Once again, devastated, because I knew I always wanted to work at LinkedIn. So third time around, this is for the learning role, and actually it works out perfectly. I'm super into like self-development, really enjoy the learning platform, because I knew nothing about the learning platform, actually, like prior to interviewing for it. So that's a crazy thing. But I'm super into self-development, leadership programs. I attend seminars and conferences, listen to all the different podcasts, read every sales book and self-development book possible. You know, your Brian Tracy, Zig Ziglar's Mindset, Tony Robbins, John Maxwell, all of that good stuff. But anyways, so to go back to my story, I interviewed with Carter Puck, and immediately can tell like how passionate she is, just through like her listening, her curiosity, and fell in love with her like as a manager. Like she's such an amazing manager. And he also connected me with Kyle Ware, and he helped give me advice on like things like, you know, what he enjoys about the team, you know, his unbiased opinion. He gave me the good and the bad about the position, right? He said, hey, it's not an easy role. You're definitely going to have to put in the effort. Like with any sales role, any account executive role, you're going to have to put in the effort. But being that we do more volume here, you know, there's something to consider. But yeah, grateful that I'm here. Wanted to share with you guys how I got into LinkedIn, because people always ask me. And yeah, if there's anything I could do to help you, and if there's any open positions that you see on the website, feel free to send me the link and a brief description as to why you would be a great fit for LinkedIn. And I can send you the employee referral link. Thanks for listening to my videos, and hope you enjoyed my story, and cheers.